So with your eyes closed, I want you to be aware that you are beginning a beautiful, calm, amazing meditation. There is nowhere for you to go. You're a human being, not a human doing or a human going. You're just a human being, so you can be. And please don't worry about quietening your mind, because your mind doesn't really want to be quietened. It just wants to let in something beautiful and amazing. So with your eyes closed, I want you to just breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in and breathe out. And again, breathe in. And remember, the first thing you did when you were born was to take a breath. You took, and then you gave, and then you gave, and then you took, and you had perfect, perfect balance. So let's do that again. Give a breath away. Take one back. Give all of that breath away. Take a breath in. And keep taking and giving. And giving and taking while you breathe so naturally, so deeply, so easily. I want you to understand about being enough. You see, you were born enough as a baby. You absolutely knew that you were enough. You have always been enough, and you will be enough for the rest of your life. And the only thing you need to do every time you play this meditation is to code in your enoughness. So right now, take your fingers and just press that space in between your eyebrows and impress upon yourself that you are enough. Install into yourself an absolute certainty that you are enough. And instruct your mind to recognize that you are enough. You see, your body is run by a network of intelligence which is influenced by your own mind. And every time you meditate with your eyes closed, you are dropping into that network of intelligence where your mind influences your body and you influence your mind to recognize and accept for the rest of your life your enoughness. So now I want you to code in, to call in your enoughness. If you have an object in your hand, that's wonderful. But you can imagine you're holding a photo of you, looking at that photo, recognizing how enough you are. Code it in. Call it in. You are enough. You are not your past. You're not your weight, your shape, your size. You are not your childhood. You're not the numbers in your bank account. You're not the numbers on your birth certificate or in the scales. You are not your age, nor your body, nor your past. You are not your job description. This is what you are not, and what you are is enough. You are enough. So I want you to just sway from side to side, and as you do that, I want you to begin to erase, to eradicate, to eliminate, to release, to let go all of that old conditioning. You are enough. Just erase, eradicate, eliminate, and release those old issues. Let them go. They are shrinking, fading, disappearing, going, gone. Again, just gently sway from side to side using your shoulders and your upper body. And as you sway, you are erasing, eliminating, eradicating, releasing, letting go of limiting beliefs. And as you let the old stuff go, You are coding in, calling in, installing in its place, and knowing that you are enough. You are enough. And I want you to repeat these words now. I am enough. Say that again. I am enough. And again, I am enough. I have always been enough. I always will be enough. Say that. I have always been enough. I will always be enough. Because as you really accept your enoughness, you allow the whole world to see it, to accept it, to get it. And also you begin to see the enoughness of others as you see your own beautiful, lifelong enoughness. So I want you to take some gaps of silence now. And I want you to keep saying, I am enough, to keep affirming, I am enough, to keep stating out loud, I am enough. Make it your affirmation. Make it your statement of truth. I am enough. And you're enough because you're enough. You are enough because you are enough. You never ever have to quantify your enoughness. As you state it, it is the truth about you. You are enough. That is your truth. It always has been. It always will be. So enjoy the silence coming up. Go deeper. Make your statements of truth. State your affirmations. Do it now. So as you go deeper and deeper and deeper, as you focus on your breathing, on your heartbeat, you're beginning to understand that as you state your enoughness out loud, as you think it, feel it, affirm it, and state it, you'll find that the universe communicates with you profoundly and deeply because of your interactions with it. You are interacting with the universe, stating your enoughness. So the universe that made you and created you, and the universe that made you and put you here knows you're enough. It made you to know that you are enough. The universe that made you, created you, and put you here will support you in everything that you do, most especially in recognizing, affirming, and stating in so many different ways your enoughness. And as you communicate that to the universe is communicating back to you profoundly, deeply, wonderfully, your enoughness. And you see, the difference between excellent and average is really what you do, what you believe, and what you think. And when what you think is, I am enough, when what you do is state, I'm enough, when what you believe is, I'm enough. That's a wonderful thing. You think you are enough. You're enough because you're enough. You believe you're enough because you're enough. And what you do is to say that, speak it, think it, live it, become a walking, talking example of your unshakable, unwavering certainty that you are enough. And now you move from average to excellent, to incredible, to extraordinary. Not for other people, but just for you, because you are enough. Your words shape your reality, and every day these words fire in, wire in, code in, install in, impress upon you your enoughness. Every day, the words I am enough are becoming your reality. They're becoming your new normal because you are enough. You have always been enough and you always will be enough. You don't have to go anywhere to be enough. You don't go to enough by trying to become anything else. You allow your enoughness to take root and to reside in you. There is no destination called enough. You don't chase after enoughness, run after enoughness, work for enoughness, and you never have to earn it. You don't buy enoughness because you are enough, and knowing that you are enough, it's an inside job. You are enough, and it's your job to grow your enoughness. And you love this job. You are enough right now. There is nothing for you to add into yourself that could ever make you more enough. And there is nothing you have to subtract from yourself to make you more enough. There's nothing to add on except the words, I am enough. And there is nothing to remove or extract except your doubt. And there is no doubt because you are enough. You are not your weight, your shape, your past, your career. You're not any of those things. You are not your memories, but you are enough. And as you know that you are enough, as you resonate, code in, call in, state, and affirm every day your enoughness. As you look in the mirror and say, I am enough because I am enough. That's what the mirror gives back to you. And I want you to see it. I want you to see yourself waking up in the morning and saying, I'm enough. Saying it in the shower, saying it as you clean your teeth, writing it on your mirror, putting it on your fridge, in magnets, printing it on your cushions, writing it on a blackboard, finding so many ways to have I'm enough in your life. Making sure that it's part of the computer passwords that you type out every day. You type it, read it, see it, state it, affirm it. There are so many, many ways for you to put I'm enough into your life. It's on your phone alerts and it pings for you twice a day. It's on your phone wallpaper. It's all over your mirrors. Maybe you write it in sand or dust or plant it in seeds or ice cookies with it. Because as you know it, as you find so many ways to put enoughness into your life, you know it, you accept it, you verbalize it, you state it, and you now give yourself and everyone else too the ability, the consent to recognize and to accept how enough you are. You recognize the enoughness of others and you always, always recognize the enoughness of yourself. And now you can be more, achieve more, live more, love more. Every time you state, I am enough, you are actually stating, I matter, I am worthy, I am significant, I am lovable. Every time you state it, I am enough, because you are enough, You are stating the fact that you are worthy, so worthy, that you are so valid and validated, that you are worth it. You are significant. You matter. You're important. You're here for a reason, with something amazing to offer the world. You are enough, and that makes you benevolent. You are enough, and what you want, enoughness wants you. And what you are moving towards, your enoughness is moving towards you. And every day you see proof of your enoughness. You find connection because of your enoughness. And the words, I'm enough, stick to you. And you stick to them. As you stick to your commitment to stating every day, I am enough, the words, I am enough, stick to you. The words you add to I am, add to you. And the words that follow I am, follow you. And every day you say, I am enough. I am always enough. Remembering the words that follow I am, follow you. The words that you stick to I am, stick to you. The words you add to I am are added to you. And you add to I am, you follow I am with enough. I'm enough sticks to you, and you stick to it. And your enoughness, your willingness to accept it, to own it, to state it, to repeat it, to reinforce it, commands your mind to take you to an entirely new destiny. These words command your mind to take your mind, to take you to a new destiny shaped by your words, to a new reality shaped by the words, I am enough. You define I'm enough, and it defines you. And the descriptions you add to I am are yours to change and to upgrade. So I want you again to say, I am enough. So for just a few more minutes, and knowing that this meditation doesn't have to end, you can stay here for as long as you like, thinking, I'm enough, stating, I'm enough, following the words, I am, with enough. Your words shape your reality, and these words, I am enough, of forging an amazing, powerful, permanent, all-pervasive, wonderful reality for you. I am enough. I am enough. You are enough. I know it. You know it. We all know it. Because it's true. You are enough. Because you are enough. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back into the room, but you can also stay here for longer. Play this as you drift to sleep, allowing the words, I'm enough, to bathe you and envelop you in your enoughness. So drift to sleep, stay where you are, or open your eyes, come back into the room, take a deep breath. Thank you for doing that.